Today's daf is daf tezvav. We are on Yudal Amud Beis by the bottom, by the Mesveh. We have to remember where we are. So we had a Mishnah, right? We had a Mishnah. The Mishnah gave us three time periods, basically. The Mishnah talked about the checking, about the man and the woman checking after Bia, and then she sat on her age, she sees blood. So the question is how soon after Bia did she see the blood? If she sees the blood immediately after Bia, we assume that the blood was there. The blood was there, and that she's a nida, and there was bo nida, and there's tumah, vadai, and there's a karban. Then there were these intermediate periods. There was after, and after. We had a machlokes between, between Rav Chisda and Rav Ashi, and from Kiva also, Rav Chisda and Rav Ashi, about what the time periods is. So you have after becomes a suffix, after you become your tahor. Rabbi Kiva doesn't have a distinction between after. He says in all instances you have a suffix and you become tamei. So Rav Chisda said that what's considered after, Rav Chisda said if it's enough time that you can take the aid from underneath the pillow or underneath the sheet and you can check. And then Rav Ashi said that no, and then Rav Chisda said after is the time frame you can come off of the bed and check yourself. Even if the aid is in your hand, he said there are two different time periods. Rav Ashi said those two time periods, because it was a Bryce and a Mishnah, okay, they're different for time periods. Rav Ashi said that those time two periods are exactly are the same. Rav Ashi said what's after is when you take an aid, you take it from. Rav Chisda, that's Rav Ashi. And Rav Chisda said that. Rav Ashi says that after is two things. It's either during the time that you can take the aid from under the pillow and check, or the time it takes to get down from the bed and check with a prepared aid. That's after. And after is to go down from the bed and check it with a non-prepared aid, to go find it. Rav Chisda said that there's a difference. He said that the amount of time to take from under your pillow and check, that's after. And after is going off the bed and to go check after that, even if the aid is mukhan. So you have this distinction, what's after, what's after. So now Mesveh. So we're going to ask a question on Rav Ashi. Again, so Rav Ashi said that there are basically that it's two different. It's the same time period. The Mishnah and the Braisa discussed in the same time period. It says Dabar Zeh Shal Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok Nechacham Ushuv. This question, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok asked the Chachamim in Usha, Va'amar Lahem, and they didn't really answer. And he said to them, Va'amar Lahem, maybe Shema Kirabi Kivatem Omrim Shemitam Ezbola. Maybe you guys don't care about the distinction between after and after, because you hold like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva, in our Mishnah, that even if she checked herself after, as long as the checking took place within an Eisla Eis period from the previous one, we could consider her suffix Tameh, and therefore, she's going to be Tameh anyway, so you don't need this intermediate time of after. Right? If everything for you is after, you don't need the after as much. So maybe that's why you don't have a Shita. So Amar lo Shamanu. No. The reason why we didn't explain it or say it is not because we hold like Rabbi Akiva. Why would we hold like Rabbi Akiva? He's a Das Yachid in the Mishnah. But we just don't know that we don't know what's considered the time of after, what's considered the time of after. So Amr lo, lo Shamanu. So Amr lahem, so Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, I think, says back to them, Kach Pershu Chachamim B'Yavne. So you guys are in Usha, but this is how the Chachamim in Yavne explained it. He says as follows, Lo Shahasa. If she did, if Kadesha Terim in a Mita, the Tadiach Es Panel, rather she checked herself within the time period it would normally take before to go, shorter time period than getting off the bed and to wash her face. Rather, she checked herself during the amount of time it takes to put your hand under the pillow or under the mattress and to grab the aid and to check while she's still in the bed. That's considered Toch Zman Huzeh. That's Toch Zman. And that's going to be that's stage two. And if you find blood's there, that's where we're going to have the suffix. Utmeim, the suffix.
How many stages are there?
Three. Immediately, after, and after. Right. So he's going to say that this is considered after. That's going to be Tosman Zeh. Utmeim, the suffix. They can be Tumeim from suffix.
So what's going to immediately?
Immediately, your Tumeim Vadai. And your Tumeim Nidai, you have to bring a Korban Chatas.
And if it's just after,
then you're talking suffix, and as a machlokes.
What's the difference in time between after and
immediate? Means immediate means immediate, like
right then and there.
Remember, we have the thing, we have to have the aid right next to her, and it's not enough time for her to do an internal examination, so you don't have time period to do an external examination.
Right. Is the bed dummy?
What?
The bed itself, is that dummy?
I don't know. Likely for midriff, it could be. Tumei misafik, abtur mi korban, that we parted from a korban, the chayav and bashantolai. We parted from a korban, chatas, but possibly chayav and bashantolai, that was a machlokus. So yesterday also depends on whether you have to have both things in front of you or not, how you determine the chiyuv for a bashantolai. But, shaha saw kadesha terim and amita. If she waited, before she did the bedika, she waited enough time that she gets off to bed, b'tadiyach has paneha, and to wash her face, achar hazman huzeh. That's considered after, right? That's achar hazman. It came Shishasa ace the ace with Kidlapkida, or she waited enough time from one ace to another ace, or from one Pekida to another Pekida, meaning between the previous checking and this checking she finds Bia, then Boela Mitam Mishum Maga. So we say that the Boel, the husband, has Tumas Maga, which is only Tumah for one day, it's not a severe Tumah. The Eino Mitam Mishum Boel. But he's not Matami, he's not Tame for being a Boel Nida, he's not a 7-day Bia, because the Chachamim, when they made the Gzeru of Me'ez La'ez, or Me'ekid La'ekida, that he wouldn't be Tame Midin Boel Nida. And Rabbi Kiva Omer Af Mitam Rishon Boel. He says, no, if you're Boel somebody, the Ace La'ez, meaning she did a check, she was checking at 12, and now you had Bia with her at 12 in the evening, at night, and so and she finds it, you have the Tumah, but only a Tumah Maga. Right, so Rabbi Kiva Omer Apetam Mishum Boel. Rabbi Kiva says Yechayev Im Mishum Boel, and Rabbi Yehuda Benosher Rabbi Yochanan Zakei Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Benosher Rabbi Yochanan Zakei says no. Baala Nichnas Lahechel Umakta Ketores. If the husband is a Kohen, he's completely Tahor. He can even go inside to the base of Migdash at that moment and be Makta the Ketores. Why they choose Ketores as opposed to any other thing? Maybe because you go as far into the Hechel as possible to say that it's you really if your wife did a check. And then the woman did a check, and then you had Bia, and then and you don't say Tumah L'Mafreya, meaning he's in a hole like Shammai. That's what Gemara's going to say, he's in a hole like Shammai. Because what Shammai says is just, from that moment forward. So what's going on here? So he gave these two time frames, but the two time frames of after and after broke down in accordance with Rechizda, because he said they are two different, those two time periods are two different time periods. Bishlam Rechizda, Hainad de Kavatari Rabbanan. It's understood according to Rechizda, who said that if you checked during the time period of get off the bed and to wash your face, that's considered after. So that's why I understand why the Chachamim say that they're Tahor. That's why the Bryce says that if she checked herself during that time, the Boel is Tahor from Tumas Boel Nida. It's completely Tahor. Because he views that as the after. El Rav Ashi, but Rav Ashi said that the two time periods listed, one in the Mishnah, one in the Bryce, were the exact same time. So why in this Bryce does it say that you're considered Tahor? According to Rav Ashi, she should be Tamei Misafik. Tamei Misafik. El Rav Ashi, am I Matari Rabbanan? Maybe why the Rabbanan say that she's Tahor? According to Rav Ashi, if she checks herself during this time period, that's considered only after, and therefore she should be Tamei Misafik. V'chi Tema, maybe you'll say De'ein Eid V'yada. Maybe you're going to say that the reason why she's Tamei in this case is because she didn't have the aid prepared. She had to go get the aid and then do it. Gemara says
after.
Then it would be after. So the Gemara says
one more after.
No, it would be after. Longer. It takes a little bit longer. So that's considered. There is no thing beyond after. Yeah. There's no difference. It would be considered after. The Gemara says if that's the case, you can't say that. Then the Brisa should have made a distinction between whether the aid is in her hand or aid is not in her hand. The Brisa didn't make that distinction. The Brisa made a distinction as to whether or not she checked right when she was still on the bed or she checked after she got off the bed. According to you, the distinction of the Brisa should be whether she had the aid prepared or didn't have the aid prepared. So Gemara leaves it's a kasha on Rav Ashi. So even though the Mishnah sounds more like Rav Ashi, based on this Brisa, it seems to be that Rav Chisda's approach is cleaner. Okay. Yehuda b'Noshe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakei Omer ba'ala nichlas lehechel matik ketores. So again, what's the case? The case is the husband had to have Bia, and if she finds blood after in the after stage. She finds blood in the after stage, whatever that is. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakei says the husband's not actually even in the after stage, right? No, and it's what? Sex stage 2, right?
Third stage.
Yeah, it's the third stage, because in the third stage, we said that, even though it's the after stage, we said in the Brisa that Bitolel will be Tamei Maga, and Rav Akiva says Bitolel is Tamei Mishum Bol Nida, and comes Rav Yehuda, Rishon Ben Osher, Yochum Zaka, he says, no, you're not in Tamei, not Tamei at all. You're not Tamei at all. So they had Bia, in the after stage, to check, and she finds blood. So to say that, she's not Tamei at all, because, I guess, you know, Mar says, V'tepuk lei, da habi no gemi esel isha benida. Well, what's what he talking about here? She checked it. Let's say she checked 24 hours ago. There was no blood. And now she checks now, and there is blood. So we at least say, you know, the same way she said that we have, she's matame taharos, let us say that she's matame him also for touching anida. So v'tepuk lei, da habi no gemi esel isha benida. So Mar says, no, who omer kishamai? Rabbi Yehuda holds like Shammai, who said in our opening mission of the Masechta, the Amar Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitan. We have the Chazaka from beforehand. We just say the blood appears now. Dayan Shaitan. She's no retroactive tumah. She's only tumah from now going forward. So there's no retroactive tumah. So this man, we only found the blood now. After we find the blood, who definitely wasn't there during the time of the Bia. So this man's going to be completely tumah. Tower. Which is interesting. Usually we say, oh, Hakni Holak Shammai. No one says that. Usually, maybe it's only for Beis Shammai, not the whole like Beis Shammai. That's like the worst thing in all of Shas. It's the worst thing to be the person who holds like Beis Shammai. That the Gemara goes crazy. How can he say that? He holds like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is rejected. But here they don't say that, right? So who the Amar Kishamai? The Amar Kol Anashim Daitim Shaitan. The Gemara says, "I the Tepuk Lei the Havi Balkeri." He says, "How do you let him go to the Beis Hamikdash and do the Avoda? He's a Balkeri. He just had Bia." So forget the Nida status. He himself is a Balkeri. He has to go to the mikvah. He has to do the whole. He has to be. He's a Balkeri. This Bishlokim Arbi also. He wasn't a Balkeri. He didn't complete the Bia, so he wasn't considered a Balkeri. Okay. Now, Umodim Chachamim LeRabbi Kiva Biroa Kesem. But the Chachamim, remember again, Rabbi Kiva said that even in the after stage, you're still Tamei Mishum Bo Nida. The Chachamim agreed that if she sees a Kesem. Right, kesem means she sees it on her garment or on her leg or something like that. Not in the batika. Then she's going to be mitama her the bola. So Amar Rav, Rav says, when do the chachamim say that if she's roa kesem, she's mitama the boel? He says l'mafreya. It's even l'mafreya, meaning if she sees a kesem, if they had bia any time in between the prior check to now to when she sees the kesem, he's going to be tamei. Rav Meiri, and that's Rav Meir, because Rav Meir, we saw before in the beginning of Masechta, was very machmir when it came to Ksamim. So he says that even when it comes to Tum Me'es Leis Mefreira, he says that it's Matame de Boa. And Vishmul Amar Mikan Laba B'Rabbanan. He says, no, she's a Kesem. That means if anything going forward, right, she's a Kesem now, we're going to view her as being Matame Nida, as from the Kesem, and she has Bia now, going forward, after seeing the Kesem, that's going to be Matamahim for Boel Anida. The Gemara says, Mkala Bopshita. Well, of course. Once you see the Kesem to make her Tame, well, what's the purpose of making her Tame, right? Mkala Bopshita. One second. Right, Rash says, Pshita, my Modi. Right, what is me their Modi? Habil Mafreya Pligli Gabim Esle Esle. Let me Mkala Bopshita. The whole Machlok is between everybody in Kiva, and it's what happened back. Now what's happening forward. Everyone agrees. So Gemara says, Mao de Tema, you might have thought, Hoel me ace le ace de Rabbanon and Ksamid de Rabbanon. You would have thought that ace le ace, the whole takana of this whole thing about her being mitame, if she sees blood and being mitame her for back, that's only a din de Rabbanon. Ksamim are also a din de Rabbanon. Why? Because a stain, that there's no hargasha. Midoraisa, you only tame with a hargasha, with a ria, with a flow. This is a kesem. It's just a stain that's on something. Right? That's also, that's de Rabbanon. So ma me eis la eis lo matame is bola. So when it came from the eis la eis, we said if they had bia afterwards, he's not matame as a bola nida. He's only matame for maga nida. Akasami lo matame is bola. Maybe you would say mikalaba also that if she has a kesem and he's bola, there's also not tumas of bia nida. Kamash malan that the kesem, that we hold that the kesem is even more, you know, is more stringent, and there's still going to be tuma of bola nida. I'm assuming midarbanon. Even after seeing a kesem.
The kesem is worse than the blood,
so. Yeah, pretty much. Well, it's not blood. Remember, it's after they're doing the bedika. She's doing an internal examination. Right. It's not a flow. If it's a flow, it would be midoraisa. When we say that she finds something, that means she did an internal examination. A kesem is blood even without examination. It's out, it can't, you see it outside the body, but on the garment, on the clothing. Okay. Right. The Ema Hachanami. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Why don't we just say that? Why don't we say that kesem is the same thing as this bedika, finding it on the bedika? Meaning, just like if she found it on the bedika and he has beer with her afterwards, he's not tame zabon either. Say the same thing by kesem. They're both the rabbanans. Why would you not say that they both have the same rule? So says, well, there's a big difference. It says hasam by the tum of the ace la ace ain't sure shachet lufanecha. Right, from the ace la ace, there's no reason. Right, you never saw the blood beforehand. And hacha, yeshur shachet lufanecha. The shore is not shachet in front of you. Meaning the evidence is not sitting in front of her. Meaning from the ace la ace before the re'ia, there's no reason to say that she's tameh because she didn't see blood. And she never saw blood. It's just the siyag that they made. But here, by the tomb of the ketamim, there's a stain. There's a vaday stain, either on her garment or on her leg. There's a vaday stain, and therefore we're going to say that the tumah is more chamor. I don't know what it is, why that's a difference. By the eastlays also, right now we saw she did a bedika. There's blood. I didn't really fully understand. All right, v'chein amar Reish Lakish, l'mafreya, and the same machlokas that we just had between Rav and Shmuel, it's the same machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. But it's interesting though, because Reish Lakish lines up with Rav, and Shmuel lines up with Rav Yochanan. So who do we passing like? Because machlokas Rav and Shmuel by Isurim, we passing like Rav. Machlokas Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, we passing like Rav Yochanan. But here the shitas are they're combined. So who do we passing like? Because you have machlokas supposed to be like Rav. And he's lining up with Reish Lakish. And Machlokas is supposed to be like Rav Yochanan, but he's lining up like Shmuel. So you have an interesting issue when it comes to the Klalei of Psak. Okay. Next Mishnah. This is the whole setup of the Mishnah and the Gemara, I'll tell you right now. I'm not sure I understand. My question simply is, just ask. I don't know why he just doesn't ask. So you'll see as we go forward what's going on. I guess they didn't have the same communication that we have with their wives. He says, Kol ha-nashim v'cheskas tara l'galeyem. So all women are in the chazaka of tahara to their husbands. Rashi says, "Kol anashim chester lebaleim below bedika, without checking, shlo huskra bedika el asuk b'taharos." We said this a bunch of times. The whole bedika is only done for people who are handling taharos. A woman is not handling taharos. She's considered. She's assumed that she is tahara to her husband for tashmish, and also habay min aderech, the man who comes back from his business trip, nisheyem lahen b'cheskas tahara. Their women, when they come back, there's a cheskas tahara. That's the Mishnah. We'll get to it. The Gemara says, "Lamalei lemishnei habayim min haderech." Why do you have to say the second case of the Mishnah? They go back and say it again. They come from the derech, the shame of cheskas tahara. We just said beforehand, kol hanashim. So what are you adding with the second case? So the Gemara says, "No. Sakadaita chamina." We were to think if you didn't only had the first case, the reason why the woman is becheskas tahara to her husband. It's because Hanimili Hechad Isa b'masa. That's only when he's in town. The Rame Anafshe Batka. Because maybe he's in town, so she knows the possibility exists. He's going to come home tonight. He may want to have beer, so she's going to check. Okay. She's going to be careful and check. But Aval Hechad Alesa b'mata. But if he's not in the city, he's on a business trip, and he's not coming home tonight, right? The low Rame Anafshe. There's no possibility that she's going to have anything going to happen tonight. We'll say low, which is not. She's not going to be Cheskas Tahara because maybe she didn't check. Kamash Malan, that even in that case, she's considered Cheskas Tahara because there's no concern of her checking whatsoever. She doesn't have to. She doesn't have to check. So the Gemara says, "There, just come to you." Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Nesia, Vuhu. When do we say that someone who comes from the town, comes from out of town, is in a Cheskas? The wife is a Cheskas Tahara. All right, Hu Sheba Umitzaah Besoch Yumeyonasa. That's if he comes back and he finds her during her in the right time in her cycle, during the cycle, meaning it was within 30 days of her previous re'ia, right? But if 30 days already passed from her previous flow of blood, then she's not becheskas tahara because you have to be choshesh that her period is going to come. Rashi says, Tochi me'onasa, lami yom re'ia. Aval achor lamed boy bedika, but after lamed she would need a bedika. Hol stam nashim chazin lasof ona, because most women see after an ona. An ona we could say is 30 days. And Amar Rav gives another qualification. Lo shanu, this whole thing that the woman that we say that a woman is becheskas tahara, and the husband finds her within the 30 days, Ella she'ein la veses, that's if she doesn't have a veses kavua. Aval yesh la veses, but if she has a veses kavua, asu l'shamish, then you can't have bia without a bedikah. The Gemara says, wait a second, that's the other way around. Klape laya, that makes no sense. What do you mean? Adarabah, the other way makes sense. Ipkum estabra, ein la veses, if she doesn't have a veses, that means the blood can come at any time. So then ema chazoi. So that's why you can say that you would say that she's not b'cheses tahara. But yesh la veses, but if she has a veses, veses kvila, just a veses is an exact time when it's going to come, and therefore calls man that she didn't have the veses, even after 30 days. She has a veses at least for 35 days. So calls man, she doesn't reach the veses. When he comes home, she can be b'cheses tahara. Ela I itmar hachi itmar. So this is how you explain the words of Rav Huna. Am Rav Huna lo shanu. We don't say that every woman is a b'cheskas tahara for her husband, ela shalohi giya shash vesta, that so long as she hasn't reached her vesta's time, the time where she's normally going to see the blood. About the giya shash vesta, but if she reaches the shash vesta, then asura, then she's asur to him, because the chazaka is going to come, the chazaka that the vesta's is going to come, and she's going to be asura, Rashi says, to orich mizan maroba, because the guest comes at the time that you invite him. The orich is going to come. So Gemara then says, well, according to this, to Rav Huna, who says that you're usher because of the veses, kasavar, Rav Huna must hold, vestos d'oraisa. The idea of a veses is a din d'oraisa. We'll talk about it more, I guess, in tomorrow's daf. It's the whole beginning. But the idea is machlokas, whether vestos, the concept of vestos, of having, you know, counting the days, and she has a time period in between, and expect, is that a din d'oraisa or din d'rabanan? Rashi says, d'oraisa, havale, halachal emotion b'sinai, d'machzikin la b'tumah safik. It's not written anywhere in the Torah. It's halacha l'moshe v'sinai, that is concept of vestos. And therefore, if the time of the vestos comes, we're going to say, it's a suffix, whether she had a period or not, we're going to say, suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. I mean, the other way to say that, vestos means that she vaday had it, and therefore, you can't have beer with her. Suffix vestos d'oraisa. But Rabbi Barachana Amar, afil higia shas vesta. Even if her time for the period came, nami muteris, she's also mutter to her husband without a bedika, because she's in the Cheskas Tara. He must hold, because some of Vestas the Rabbanon. He must hold that the idea of Vestas is only in the Rabbanon. And therefore, it's a suffix with the Rabbanon, and therefore, suffix the Rabbanon, you go le kula. My question again is simply, just ask. Did you see blood? Did you not see blood? And then we don't have a worry. You don't have he's coming back.
He has to know when.
He has to keep track, apparently.
No, I also know when. Right, he can't walk there on day 31 and say, here I am, and go right to bed. He has to know what time of her period, right?
Well, that's what they're arguing about.
He's seeing his enough to know, just walk in.
And yeah. Yeah. He said, Rav Huna says, it's only Shalom Higia Shaz Vesta. Rabbi Baruch Hanna says, this is a common last of Vesta. If you Higia Shaz Vesta, Nami Muteris, without a Bedika. Right? Vestas the Rabban, and Rashi says, Vestas the Rabban, say, Tzruchu Chamin Livdok Biyom Vesta Shematira. The Chamin said that she should check on the day of her vest. Miyu Hecha Delo Hava Be'ir, when he's not in the city. Velo Yadin Ibatka Ilo, and he doesn't know whether she checked or not. Lo Mafsikin Lo Batuma. We don't hold her up to being Tamei, and you can have beer with her. But the whole scenario to me is...
Open your mouth.
Right, the whole scenario is bizarre. Just someone say something.
Right.
Someone say something.
Right.
Figure it out. Right. Okay. Rav Ashi Masni Hachi. I mean, we had those cases of the woman. She was groggy. Maybe she's sleeping. Maybe not sleeping. The scenario is strange. Okay. Rav Ashi Masni Hachi. Rav Ashi learned the machlokas as follows. It's pretty similar. He says, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Lo Shanu. When the Mishnah said that every woman is b'cheses tahara to her husband, and it's mashma even if the zman vesas passed, that's Ella She'ein La Vesas Liyamim. That's only by a woman who doesn't have a vesas for days. When she doesn't have a certain day, it's not days that create her period. Ella Yesh La Vesas Liyamim Ukvitzos. She has a vesas for yamim and kvitzos, meaning she has to have, it's a time period and a physical action has to take place. That's when she's considered tahor, because kevin the maisa tali milsa, because since her vesas is dependent upon her jumping or some sort of maisa, ema lo kafetz lo chaza. You can see that she didn't jump, therefore she didn't see. About yeshla vesas liyamim, but if she has a vesas for days only, meaning there's a time period only, then asur l'shamish, then you can't have bia, because yom vesas, alma, kasavar. And there's no Amor, Kesavar, Vestos d'oraisa. Must mean he holds a Vestos d'oraisa. So a Vestos is a suffix as to whether she saw that day or not. And therefore, she's a suffix with d'oraisa, and you have to go to Chumrah. And Rabbi Barchana Amar, same thing. Affiliation of Vestos, the Yom and Muteris. Even if she has more Vestos just for days, she usually sees every 37 days or something like that. And he comes on day 37. She doesn't say anything. He can assume that there is no blood because Vestos are midrabbanan. Kasavar Vestos midrabbanan. I just can't get past that what the scenario is. It's a tough time. Okay.
Court of all Gemara is going to be thrown out. Court of all
Gemara
is a wife.
I don't know. What Gemara have we had till now?
So we have Gemara all the time. Why don't you just ask the question?
But I don't think we've had come across anything like this yet. At least not the next
15. So.
Not the next 15, 16. Right. Right. We have a long way to go.
She's saying the husband doesn't have to track at all. Just walk in and
No. They said if she has a vest, according to Rabbi Bar Chana. Right, but they said that if she doesn't have a vestos, right, that's what he said over here. He said beforehand. I don't know. But you also had Reish Lakish, Meshum Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who said that she's only muteres if she finds her besoch yimei onasa. That's when she's coming home. I don't know. Are the two mutually exclusive? I don't know. Okay. Amar Rav Shmuel Mishmei de Rav Yochanan. So Rav Shmuel says the name of Rav Yochanan. Isha sheyesh la veses. If a woman has a set time, veses kavua, she sees every 30 days. She sees the first of every month. She sees whatever, every 60 days, whatever it is. Right? Ba'ala, her husband, who's coming from traveling, mechashev yemei vesta, he has to count the days of her vestas to figure out if he's coming to keep track of it, uba'ala, and then he can come and have beer with her without even asking whether she's tahor or not, because she's in becheskes tahara. We say that had she seen during her vestas, she would have gone to mikvah. So what's the case? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, mechashev yemei vesta. She sees every 30 days, and he comes home day 37. So he can assume that Akshav Omedes be Yomim Shechol Hitaher. She's now during the time period, again, she's during the time period where she should go to mikvah. She's 7 days after the Vestas. Afilu Higia Vesta, even if he passed day 30, he was gone when she should have seen blood, and he's now 7 days past when she would have seen blood. Right? Amrina Tavla of the Ain Sarach Lashola. We assume that she went to mikvah. He doesn't have to ask. So Amali Rav Shmuel Bar Yeba la Rabbi Abba. So Rav Shmuel Bar Yeba says, again, it's not Paschim from the Gemara, we're Paschim from the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim. So Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Yeba la Rabbi Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan, Afilu Yolda, even if she's like a young girl, the Beziza Limitbal, apparently she's embarrassed to go to mikvah. Rashi says Beziza, Boshehi Litvol Achi Fasena. I guess the young girls are embarrassed to go to mikvah. The mikvah is probably then were not like you have now. You didn't have a private room. So maybe she was embarrassed to go, and she wouldn't go unless someone, you know, she was cajoled by her husband to go to mikvah. Even her, we can assume, went to mikvah. Is that a question, or is that a statement? I think it's a statement.
Sounds like a question.
There's a question mark in the art scroll, but...
Sounds like a question.
It could be read either way, couldn't it? How can you make that same assumption when a girl is afraid, they're embarrassed to go to the mikvah? Back and
presume. The Gemara doesn't answer that as a answer it. The Gemara goes to ask something else. He says here, Hagemara miva eres be'eze ofen nemru divrei Rabbi Yochanan. And he says, Haim. Let me ask a question. I don't know.
I think the question is,
how can you
take
make
it for granted?
Right, that this girl went, but he doesn't give an answer to that question. So Amrulay. So the Gemara says to Rabbi. Gemara says back to Rabbi Abba. How can you assume that she went to mikvah? Right? Amrulay atu vadei rasa. We're talking about she has a veses. So it was definitely a vadei that she saw the blood. Asu vadei mi amar Rabbi Yochanan. If she vadei saw blood, Rabbi Yochanan's din still applies. Meaning, if she amar the amar Rabbi Yochanan, maybe Rabbi Yochanan says his din. Suffolk rasa, suffolk lo rasa. If there's a suffolk whether she saw, a suffolk she didn't see. And if you say that she did see, ema tavla, you can say that she went to mikvah. But then you have two sveikos. A, did she see or not see? And even if she did see, you can say that she went to mikvah. B, But about Vade Rasav, in the case here where he's coming back after the Veses, where she definitely saw blood, about Vade Rasav, Mi Yemar de Tavla. Who you're going to assume that she went to mikvah, right? Havle Safek Vavadai. It's Vadai she saw, Safek she went, and Ain Safek Motim Vavadai. The Safek should not overpower the Vadai. A Safek doesn't remove any doubts you have of something that's a Vadai. It's only Safek that she went to mikvah. It's Vadai that she saw the blood. How can the Safek remove the Vadai? He should have to ask whether or not she went to mikvah. That's the question.
Sounds like an easy thing to ask.
I've been saying that the whole time. The whole thing should just, all this goes away if you just ask. The question is whether you have to ask. I don't know what the relationship they had. Below, and the Gemara says below, is it really true that you don't say Safek Motzim Vadai? I'll bring you cases where we're going to have a Vadai, and the Safek is going to remove the issue of the Vadai. Below, Latanya, we have the following Brisa. This Brisa is brought all the time whenever we have these cases of Safek Motzim Vadai. We know that a pri is not mechayev from the Torah of Trumas HaMaisos until you finish all the work on it, with Gemar Malacha, and the Gemar Malacha is you smooth it off, bring it into the house, whatever the Gemar Malacha is. So you have a chaver. So there's a person who accepted upon himself to be Neman on Trumas HaMaisos. Shemes, and he dies. Veheniach Megura Mileya Peros. And he dies, there is a storage bin filled with produce. Afilu Hein B'nei Yoman. Even if they were picked today, Gemar Malacha was today, Harei Hein B'cheskas Metukanim. We have a chazaka that they are good, that they're fine, that their Trumas and Maisos are taken off. The Gemara says, wait a second, but why? V'ha-hacha, in this case by the Peros, Vadei Tevel. There's certainly Tevel, there was certain Tevel here, because there was Tevel, because once they were the Gemar Malacha was done, there was a chiyuv to take off Trumas and Maisos. So there's a Vadei Tevel, and it's only a Safek Me'usar, Safek Ein Me'usar. There's a Safek whether the Chaver took off the Trumas and Maisos or not, and nevertheless, because he's Safek, the Safek of the taking off the Trumas and Maisos is Motzi Midei Vadei V'Tevel. So you see, Safek is Motzi Midei Vadei. The Gemara says, no, that's not a Safek Motzi Midei Vadei. Hasam Vadei Vadei. That's a Vadei. It's a Vadai he took off the Trumas and Maisos. Kidderav, like Kidderav Chanina Choza. Kidderav Chanina Choza, the Amar Chanina Choza, Chazaka al Chaver, She'enu Motzi Mitachas Yadot Dover Shein Masukan. We have a Chazaka when it comes to a Chaver, and it's a household, that immediately, I guess, upon doing it, they take off Trumas and Maisos. So yeah, he died today, and the stuff was taken off today. We have a Chazaka that it was Matukan. So it's a Vadai and a Vadai. So don't, you're trying to tell me, how can Rabbi Yochanan say, in Safek Motzim Vadai? We do have cases of Safek Motzim Vadai. No, that's not a case of Safek Motzim Vadai. That's a case of Vadai Vadai. Or you can answer the other way around. Don't say it's a Safek Motzim Vadai. It's a Safek Motzim Safek. How's that? The Evi's Ema, Safek Vesafeku. That it's two Svekus. Kidder of Oshia. The Amr of Osha, Ma'arim Adam Atavaso, Umachnisa B'motshula, Kadesh Nebehemto Ochelas P'tur Ma'iser. There are ways to bring the produce into your house and not be mechayev them in Trumas and Maisos. You don't bring them through the front door. You bring them through the attic. Here, the case was is that you were Umachnisa B'motshula. You brought the fruit into the tool into the house before you separated the seed from the stalk. So you brought it in, and he did that in the house. He didn't do it in the field. So there's no chiyuv d'oraisa of truma sarait. So therefore, you have why? Because you want to have your behemoth to eat it, and it's pater ben umaiser. So you wouldn't even have to do truma umaiser. So therefore, what? It's a suffix. It's a suffix that says vad. Maybe that's what he did. So it's not a vadai that's tefel. It's not a vadai chayv meiser. It's a suffix chayv meiser. I would think that in this case it's vadai chayv meiser because if he's a chaver. And he's so mocking on Trumas and Maisos, why would he be bringing in the produce and do some subterfuge to bring in the right, a chaver doesn't do that. The chaver wants to be take off Trumas and Maisos.
The second example is an Adam, and the first one's a chaver.
Right, if he says Adam, and he's actually right, he actually says Adam in that. Like, and you're talking about, you took the case that we're dealing with, though, is a chaver. A chaver is going to be mocked. Right. Why would a chaver do this way? Okay, I guess I have questions. Okay, it's fine. I have lots of questions. Okay. So therefore it would be a suffix and a suffix. So the original question was to say, suffix is motzi mivadai, and we say, no, the case is either a vadai vadai, but the case needs to be a suffix. You have no raya of suffix motzi mivadai. The Gemara says, Vakati, I'll bring you another case of where I assume, or of course, suffix is motzi mivadai. Surely, right, remember say surely, you know that you're going to reject that. Surely we have a case of suffix motzi mivadai, and therefore you can't ask the question on Rav Yochanan's din, about about assuming that she went to the mikveh, because even though it's a suffering motzmi vaadai. So Gemara says vakate in suffering motzmi vaadai. In the following case, vatanya learn a brisa ma'ase b'shivchaso shel masik. So there was a shivcha kenani whose job, I guess, was to squash the olives. She was the masik, right? Ma'ase b'shivchaso shel masik echad b'rimon, and they lived in a place of Rimon. Sheitila nefel abor. She miscarried, and she threw whatever it was into the pit, right? And now they have to know whether or not it was a male or female to determine her Yemei Tara. She's 30, you know, 7:40. First, the Tosafot points out, I guess you see that there's two Tara when it comes to the Shifta, but okay. So he says, Shehitil Nefel Abor, Uba Kohen, and a Kohen comes over the Bor, Behetzitzbo, and he feels around in the pit, Leida Im Zachar Unikeva, to know whether or not it's a male or a female. Why does a Kohen have to come and do this? I don't know. But that's the case. The Kohen came, and they wanted to know now. I guess the Kohen never saw the Nefel. So there's a suffix whether this Kohen is considered Tamei because he was Mahil over it. So maybe he's Tamei Mace. He never was able to determine it. He couldn't see, so he never felt it. But maybe he was there, and there's Tumas Oel over the Mace. Uba Masel Lefnei Chachamim, and the Mace came before the Chachamim, Vitiharuo. And he said he's not Tamei Oel Mace. He never felt it. The baby wasn't there. He's taller. Yeah, that's what I just said. He's
not Jewish.
I said 3 seconds ago that we just must assume that there is Tumu Taro when it comes to the Shifcha and her offspring. Well, Toso says different than you. Right? Yep. He said, Toso says, Shifcha so shomesik, mashma, the Shifcha mitama bileda. Right? And the Shifcha Kananis, the offspring is, I guess, Jewish also. Right? That's what the Tosafot says. The Mashma the Shifcha Matama Belida. It's right there, black and white. Right, otherwise, the case makes no sense. Right. Otherwise, the case makes absolutely no sense. What? What does he say on the notes?
I don't know.
He does say. Canaanite slave woman is also subject to the tumah of childbirth.
But what about the kid? The kid is also considered Jewish enough to have a tumah of Oel.
Yeah, but he's reaching in.
Right, so he's reaching over. So if the baby...
when he was in the cave,
right, so he's reaching over.
But if he touches it, then
but he didn't touch it. He never found it. He didn't touch it. So the only suffix here is whether there's Oel. Was the baby there? If the baby was there, even though he didn't feel it, there's a tumah of Oel. So the Gemara says that they're...
He said he'd go to a non-Jewish cemetery.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. So the offspring must also be an issue of Tumas Oel, right? Let's see if he says something here.
It's suggesting that the coin may be a cotton. I don't understand why that's obvious.
Who's suggesting that he's a cotton?
Rashi, in this case, a coin, obviously an unlearned person or a minor.
Yeah, because that's what we asked before. Why would he be doing this?
Right.
Yeah. Why would he put himself in that situation?
Yeah.
He must be.
Oh, I see.
Right. Yeah, okay. So by myself, they chachamim v'tiharuhu, and they said that this kohen is tahar. Yipnei shechulda ubard leismetzuyim sham. Must be that some weasel or something was in the pit and dragged the baby. The nape fell away. That's why he wasn't. So there was no tumas oel. So Mar says, wait a second. V'ha'hacha devada hitila nefel. Everyone saw. She definitely threw the miscarriage into the pit. So that's a vadai. V'safek geruah. We don't know that the chulda or the bardo is definitely told the baby away. It's a suffik. Safek geruah, suffik lo geruhu, because he's suffik motzmi vadai. And we say the suffik is enough to overturn the vadai, and therefore to say that he's tar. You see, suffik is motzmi vadai. The Gemara says, no. Lo tema hitila nefel labor. Don't say that she threw an actual miscarried fetus into the pit. Ela ema kimin nefel. There was something that she threw in. We're not even sure as to what it was. It may not have even reached the status of being a fetus that could give over tumah, right? So, right, kemin nefel, Rashi says hilchach suffik v'suffiku. There's a lot of sfeikus here. Suffik number one, suffik is a nefel, suffik it's not. And even if it is a nefel, suffik he touched it, suffik he didn't touch it. And then there's another suffik that the Barglaze took it. So it's a suffik being motzmi suffik. There's no vadai here. There was no vadai something. There was no tumah vadai here. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. So the Gemara says, wait a second. But how late the Imzachim and Kevakatani? But the Mishnah's, the rights of the case is he put his hand in to determine whether or not it was a male or female. If it's not a real fetus, how are you going to tell whether it's a male or female? I guess the Gemara says, Hachik Amar. This is what the case was. Uba Kohen, the unlearned Kohen comes. The Hetzitz Boleda im Nafel Hipila. First, it's a suffix whether he wants to determine whether or not it's actually a nape or not. The imru hipila, if he was made feel a fetus or just discharged. The imtipsilom or nafil hipila, and if he determines there's actually a nafil, then lay daim zachim nekeva, then determine whether it's a zachim nekeva. But it's not a case of suffix motzmi vadai, because it's not a vadai, it's a suffix. Evais ema, or you can say, as follows, this is a little harder, I guess, keva the chuldu ubadlus mutsumisham vadigrua. Don't say that the chuldu and bardlis is a suffix. If this is a pit where they know that there are chuldas and bardlis, then vadai pulled it away. And therefore it's not a suffix. Yes, it was definitely a nafel that went to it. He went to check with a zakhar and a keva. He didn't feel anything. We can say vadai, the bardlis pulled it away, and therefore he's not going to be mitame ba'olam. Okay, we'll stop here.
Right.
Have a good day.